This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a relatively brief moment last spring when essential workers were getting well-deserved public praise and appreciation, and more tangibly, hazard pay. The appreciation is still there, less public, I grant you. But the hazard pay quietly went away for most of those workers last summer. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab talked to some of them.
Monday is Employee Appreciation Day at Daniel Gerson's job. He works at a major grocery chain in Maryland. And as a token of appreciation,
they're giving us an in-app $10 coupon. It's insulting.
The store stopped paying hazard pay in June. He makes $14.20 an hour.
I've broken my back, you know, trying to pay bills with reduced hours and, you know, keeping safe. And this is a thank we get after about a year of doing this.
The large retail and grocery chains have made windfall profits during the pandemic and have passed little of that back to their workers.
Molly Kinder at the Brookings Institution says without federal action, it's been up to local governments. Pennsylvania used CARES Act funding to create a hazard pay grant. 10,000 businesses applied. The money only stretched to 640. And the new mandates in California and Washington leave out workers in food service and healthcare.
The solutions are small, they're piecemeal. You're seeing these innovative pop-ups because we have failed overall to do something systematically.
Some companies are still offering incentives. Target gave $500 bonuses at the start of the year. But Adam Ryan, who works at a store in Virginia, doesn't think it's enough.
The industry standards are so low. When a company like Target does this, it gets celebrated as some exceptional measure.
He thinks hazard pay should continue until the hazard is gone. Until then, he'll keep taking lunch breaks in his car. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.